I last saw this movie. Actually, we might have done this together. Like, this is a Riff Tracks back when we were synchronizing it with our cell phone, I think.
Yeah. I think I remember this. I remember nothing of the movie. I was probably
I remember the there's one particular good riff where Matthew McConaughey takes his shirt off and the guy's like, "All right, what any hot girls in this castle wanting to climb Mount McConaughey?"
Yeah.
So good.
Need to twiddle the old knob.
Well, whatever we were watching last was super fucking... Oh, it was the trailers that we did for a TV prep.
Yeah. Rob Bowman.
In conjunction with Shane Bowman.
Matthew McConaughey.
Hey!
This is back when Matthew McConaughey was kind of a joke.
Yeah, he had. I mean, he kind of was a joke up until True Detective. I don't know. It's got Woody Harrelson in it, too. Does it? No, it doesn't. Okay.
No, Christian Bale.
Christian Bale. It's funny because I think Matthew McConaughey is playing a very Woody Harrelson role in this movie.
Christian Bale, never been a joke. Never told a joke. Never heard a joke. Christian Bale.
Mm-hmm.
That's Christian Bale. So when does this movie come out?
2006, I think.
2006, 13 years ago.
Maybe it was not even
Gerard Butler.
I didn't. Oh, right. Yeah, he's like Christian Bale's second banana in this film.
Huh.
Let me see here. Reign of Fire. 2002. Okay. 16 years ago. 17 years ago. 16 going on 17.
That actually might be Christian Bale's character.
I believe it is.
Yeah.
Long day at the dragon mine. Pulling as many dragons as we can out the ground, Governor. Would you like a spot of dragon?
Oh, unloading the dragon Vader.
Don't want me to blowtorch you, Willie.
His dad is definitely a smoker. If he knows the phrase I'm trying to cut back, his dad definitely smokes.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't fucking work.
They just like the taste of fire retardant chemicals.
Yeah, I don't care. That's liquid nitrogen.
This kid is fucked up. I believe every word this kid's saying.
I learned it from watching you, Mom.
It's this dragon incantation.
His
spell.
First chest hair. It popped up right above my left nipple, it did.
What?
Oh my God. There's a dragon enrolling in your school this year.
Huh?
I think he lost a scholarship because...
This kind of shit's worth $3,000 a year?
Because he's smoking and drinking.
And fucking. For sure. Another dragon in the gears.
Yes. We hit old Smog Rot in his arsehole, we did.
Treasure came pouring out, but... Oh, getting at it's going to be a real bear. Yes, you have our bad British accents to look
That's
forward
right.
to for the entirety of this film.
That's right.
Strap in.
old piece of shit, QED. He shoves him in.
What is this kid even doing on this site? Why is this allowed? He's not wearing a hard hat.
It's his mom. His mom runs the beer wagon. It's a lot of power. And apparently it runs this whole dig. And somehow she's being blamed by the drill getting fucked up, even though she clearly was not behind the controls of the drill.
I don't know. She's employing people who are drunk operating this drill.
That's
she's letting her
just
child
dragon
roam
miners
around.
In England. You're not going to find a sober dragon miner in the whole fucking island.
It's true. They died out a long time ago.
Fell race of men, those dragon miners of Britain.
Oh, shit. That's a weird-looking rock, kid.
Now, Scotch dragon miner, sober and reliable. This whole cave was filled of methane, and he's now going to die.
And this is why you wear a hard hat.
Oh shit, you're going to get Dennis Nedry'd. Run!
Okay. So, why wasn't that dragon spit on fire?
He's waking up, just warming up.
Oh my god. The safe way is the best way. Bullshit.
Or use running the miner in reverse. These guys are really cavalier about smoking in underground spaces.
Wow.
That kid does look very Bailey, I gotta say. Mm-hmm. Like, if you've seen Empire of the Sun, this is kind of pretty much what Christian Bale looked like.
Yeah.
When he was that age. Flashed his crotch real brief before he took off.
That comes back later in the movie when he has to fight the dragon's crotch.
Did mom die of fright?
She died of wind poisoning from the dragon's wings. No, she must have died from heat. I don't know.
I don't know what blood
doesn't come out when
it would actually,
you die of heat. Yeah,
I don't know what the dragon did. He just glared at her. Want you to be terrified.
What are they? Tell me what they are.
Arguably, all life is driven by one purpose, to feed and reproduce, but...
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's not what scientists would think.
Did it just say they eat ash?
Ass. Ass. They eat ass.
He can't stop a dragon with a nuke. I don't know how you're going to stop him. Matthew McConaughey in a shirt and no shirt. I don't know.
Swords, of course.
It's true. The old ways. You got to go find the old ways.
Yeah.
Christian Bale practicing his Batman voice.
Actually, this is Matthew McConaughey. Believe it or not. All right. And then the real movie Reign of Fire begins.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, intro Christian Bale with no shirt, too.
That's right. They're going to have a chest off.
Yeah. Hmm.
He'll get you fucked up in half that time.
Put your mouth on it. $1,200
Making
C.
it. You don't know any shit about putting it out. This movie's dark.
Had to put a shirt on to deal with Eddie's psychoness.
Oh, shit, man. We got another year to deal with the dragon problem, Jim.
Oh, man. Let's just stop drilling. That's the solution, right? No drilling anywhere?
No, you gotta frack the dragons. You gotta get the Everlet. There's still some dragon in the ground, I have no doubt. You pump some high pressure fracking fluid down there, force them to the surface, just then you can deal with it. There's Mr. Butler. Yeah, but you got three others for 8 years in a dragon hellhole. What's his expectation?
100% survival. That's his expectation.
Not anymore.
Gerard Butler doing his best Irish accent, ladies and gentlemen.
Is he Irish?
Probably, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, you can go, but leave the fucking... Actually, no, you can't. This is our food. You can't unilaterally decide to eat our food.
Yeah, is this community or not?
I got to see without a shirt to know if he's the boss or not, though. I mean,
that's fair.
Speaking, you know... Bale has made a strong first offering.
And I don't think Gerard Butler at this stage could compete, frankly. He's looking skinny.
Not that an airbrush artist.
No. Or some crazy 300 training.
I like this.
Training the younglings? What's happening? Yep. Did he say the Lion King?
I think so, yeah.
Which one of them is Scar, you think?
I don't know. But Gerard Butler holds Bale up by the scruff of his neck to start it up. And all the kids pretend to be antelope. Is that, that's King Joffrey.
Wait.
Third from the left.
Oh, fuck yeah, it is. Jesus Christ, he's young.
It's old Mr. Gleason. Working with Bale before Batman.
That's right. I forgot he was in this.
That's your problem, Bale. You need to root that guy out before he hits the teenage years. Uh-oh.
Is this our introduction to Mr. McConaughey?
No, this looks like a Blade Runner replicant.
Guess she's not important enough to go with them.
Guess I'll just keep quiet. This is gonna go fucko. It's a problem when you get dumb people with convictions that try to wrest power and control. Germinate? That's some fucking word you made up, it is. You just want your way.
Germs are bad. You can't fool me.
Germs? The only thing worse than germs is mating. Germinate? It's like fucking Super Hitler. Kill him!
Like, I'm not drinking any more of your Germinade.
It's like, look, I can solve all this... question, solve all your questions with the science textbook. It's just, Did you shit your pants again?
He immediately pisses the bed. Instantly.
Yeah, that's their 500 gallon per minute fireproof system. They just hook up his bladder right to it.
Ooh, 1200 degree piss. That's got to stink.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, yeah, boiled piss. Oof. Mm.
She's
yeah,
clearly
what
a
the
witch.
Hell? What's wrong with Michael's girlfriend that she's not allowed to come with him on the harvest?
Maybe she didn't want to, but they don't make that clear.
Yeah. I won't aid you, but I won't hinder you. I'm taking the coward's path.
Oh, they're going to pick these fields.
No, they'll pick them
bare.
Clean. They'll pick them clean.
Bullshit. Are they just making a bunch of wine? Those tomato plants? I can't. Yeah. Okay.
Greedy sons of bitches.
Uh-oh. Here come the dragons. So his own personal alarm is this little tapping thing on a desk. The actual community alarm is
yeah,
a real
why,
alarm.
What is the...
What's the point of that
they
thing?
Maybe they know how to do Morse code, so it's an easy, cheap way to communicate.
Yeah.
Yeah, it probably wouldn't take very long to learn Morse code if you put your mind to it. Mr. Purple with the candlestick. What are they trying to do? They're not going to harvest enough to get more than a couple mouthfuls of food here.
Yeah.
That's just a big, stupid dude. Dooming them all.
I think that's the point.
God damn it.
Ignorance was their enemy, and these people are clearly ignorant.
Yep.
Kind of looks like Mia Jovovich.
Yeah, it does a little bit.
The crazy blue eyes and
we didn't talk about
features.
That, but holy shit, Mila Jovovich and Hellboy not lost a mile per hour on her fastball.
It dropped your maters.
Okay, Lord Palpatine.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Call him Vito Corleone because he's dying amongst the maters. How could anyone have predicted this?
He ate too many tomatoes. He's got seed poisoning.
Nah, you're fucked. You think that what can? Yeah, I wish you had a roof on that fucker now, didn't you? Let's make sure we go have him chase us all the way through the fields. Have him burn all the food.
Go to the good parts of the fields.
That's right. We must flee panicky from one section of unburnt field to the next.
Ah, fuck.
In our five doomed lives, we can doom us all.
Well, you die. That's what you do. He just takes his shirt off, watches him die.
Then the ringleader of this plan, George or whatever, he needs to die.
Yeah. He needs to be fed to the dragon to appease it.
This is like early seasons of Walking Dead, right? Is that I still cared enough for characters that had no patience for people that were fucking around. Which I guess means this movie's effectively engaged me with its plot.
Yeah, I think movies are sometimes less interesting if people do all the right things.
Yeah, that's true. Although I would like to see a movie where they can generate genuine tension from smart people with smart actions, you know?
Yeah. Equally valid opinions that are opposing.
Yeah.
If there's a cliff here.
I'm not sure what's the fight about.
No, I don't know either. Maybe they're trying to get into a cave or something. Dragons love caves. I hate to break it to you. I mean, it could make ash wherever it wants. Why does it have to eat your field ash? It
eats field, yeah, ash.
That's a weird thing for dragons to eat.
Yeah. Not a lot of nutritional value, not a lot of caloric value in ash.
No.
And they need a lot of energy to make that fire. That's energy intensive.
All right, straight gin. Here we go. Ugh, new make whiskey. Blech.
Man, they have a fucking kick-ass candle industry in this castle. Don't let the assholes get to you, Bale.
Maybe if you stop letting people have five kids at a time.
Yeah. Well, you got to repopulate the earth, too. It's like a lot of tension.
I think you got to stabilize first.
Yeah. Well, you know, Creedy's the first on the, I don't know what happened. My penis was in her and then up out the baby.
Right.
It keeps happening.
He's got all kinds of justifications.
Smartest two men in the castle, confirmed bachelors, biggest fucking idiot breeding like rabbits. It's idiotocracy. Idiocracy.
How many years transpired between Kid Bale and
So I'm assuming
Bale?
That it was set in 2002, so about
okay,
18. That checks out. He's in his late 20s, early 30s.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Florence.
Dragons attacking all over the world, burning everyone to death, and they're still making magazines.
Well, it's a process. Yeah, I've always wondered that too. Like, when is the last newspaper of the apocalypse?
Yeah.
In a lot of movies, it's literally like day of. Like,
yeah, I mean, I've seen like Dawn of the Dead, you know, sure. That shit starts happening.
Is that
day
Alexander
of the Dead.
Siddig?
It looks like him, yeah. Fuck
yes.
Yeah, it is.
Confirmed Bashir sighting.
I'm smoking Andorian beeswax. You're fucked. Dragons have tanks now. Second time in a single day.
It looks like Butler's starting his own personal repopulation project. Random guns. Hand out the random guns.
None of them are loaded.
All
Make sure you look mean.
All different makes and requirements of ammunition. They're all banging together so their sights are not adjusted. Just wave them around.
A lot of guns, doctor. No guns for the genetically modified doctor. It's dragon law.
I should be drinking for this.
Yeah. I got a glass here if you want it.
Do you? Yeah, pass it over.
So it just came out of the dishwasher.
Drink some of this rot gut Johnny Walker.
Yeah, I'm going to swill down this coffee and then get in on
it. By the way, Game of Thrones fans, this is a public service announcement. Just buy Johnny Walker black. Unless you want the bottle to look cool. Because this is terrible Johnny Walker.
Yeah, take the black.
Pretty sure Johnny Walker's not supposed to be the color of Miller High Life. Cheers.
There he is. Took his hair off, too.
He He did beef up for this role.
Apparently.
How can you tell?
How'd the Americans get here with their tanks?
Drove over the Atlantic Ocean.
No one.
The dragons, apparently?
Yeah.
We're just kind of holding on.
This guy says he is, but really, we're kind of not sure. Because everybody's just sort of doing what they want. Striking a T-pose.
Any chicks in there want to climb Mount McConaughey?
It's a good line.
It's a good line.
We got a whole bunch of Germanade in the back. Van Zandt. Years. Okay. He's rounding up.
Nice.
Terrible.
I mean, dude, he's got a tank.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
It's the dragon's penis bone.
But
they're comically small in relation to their body.
$2.99 on Amazon.com.
Cast it out of resin myself.
That's not a real place.
Surprised us setting in that direction that night. Got the sun ambushing you. What are you going to do?
Jesus.
But they are fully mentally challenged.
Just like us humans.
Magic hour.
The magic hour.
Look at my eyes. Medicine woman.
Shit, the gate's not big enough. Never expected a tank to roll in.
It's like Roma.
Yep, just driving over dog shit, left and right.
I love that he's got a sleeveless bomber jacket.
I mean, he made that himself, right?
Out of dragon, out of dragon testicles. Dragon pouch. Man,
Well, shit. Something's in the air.
I don't see how these guys have survived. Like, that fuel tank is just dragon bait, right?
You'd think so, yeah.
How are they getting new fuel? Sweet helicopter sidecar, man. All right. You just basically saw me without my pants off.
I was going to say, I really hope he sits down and straddles this barrel. That would be the, oh, man, the most McConaughey thing to do. But
do a Magic Mike routine on it. Now, the law says, ladies, you can't touch my gun. But I think I see a whole bunch of lawbreakers out there. Am I right? All right. All right. Have you seen Magic Mike?
I have.
Yeah,
I don't
baby.
Remember
you know what I'm talking about. That's all your excuse. I was too drunk. I was too high.
That was one of the first bald movies we did, I think.
What? Get the fuck out of here. We haven't done Magic Mike for Bald Move.
Oh, yeah.
I don't believe it.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit. Remember when she was big?
Mm-hmm.
Goldeneye and... Was she in like Deep Blue Sea or something like that, too?
That sounds right. How does that work?
Poorly, it turns out.
Everyone who's tried it has been killed.
No, they have this ridiculous statistic, like the average lifespan in the air is like 14 seconds. I'm like, then how do you have any of these guys?
Yeah.
Oh, it's plenty damp down here. Just any old one will do.
Sharpen up my bullets.
You just wing a sharp stone at someone's head?
Mm-hmm.
Whetstone? Already at three, you could tell he was deeply stupid.
butt cheek mug she's got. It's a weird design mug. Or teacup.
The old VZ. Victor Zulu. He just saw a pigeon, that's all.
About to find out about that Dragon Slayer stuff he was talking.
Tiki torches loaded, sir.
Okay, start the timer. 14 seconds.
I am on the deck. I remember what the strategy is here.
Seems like it's some kind of radar thing. I don't know. Triangulators is what they call them. I heard nothing. I can't hear you at all. It's very loud in here. So much for your fucking radar.
Well, then I got the two verticals up.
Yeah, how's this chopper not blasted out of the sky by now?
I don't know, man. Dragons can't fly at 80 miles an hour. Looks like it's, I don't know, helicopters are pretty fast. I don't know how fast the top speed of this helicopter is.
Looks like there are at least two of them.
I believe that a helicopter could outrun a dragon. What could it mean? Something with a little more horsepower. Are they just seriously hovering?
Inside of a cloud. Yeah, it seems like
fuck.
It. I mean,
I'm sure the sensitive radar electronics is fine, though, right?
Right, right. Also, that dragon definitely not coming back to eat the ash.
Mm-mm.
That it just made.
Mm-hmm. You can just put it in any old place. That's his problem. He shouldn't have tried to rent to the top of the mountain.
Radar says it's right in front of us. You're done. Shit, I forgot the net. What are they going to do? Is that like a parachute net that deploys behind them? Only of the ground, sir. Oh, my God. Yeah, that was one in a million.
Uh-oh, that's not good.
Nope.
And now it's not fucking around. Did it kill him or no?
It didn't look like it, but surely it had to. Oh, well. What kind of cloud cover is that? It's like 60 feet off the ground.
Yeah, that, I guess three. Damn.
Oh, my God.
Better pop that chute, dude.
Not the first time Horse Con A has said
that. I'm not on board with this.
Horse flesh line really got him going.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus
some
Christ.
Some very sensitive horse flesh, too.
This none of the combat plans in this make any sense to me.
No. But he's got a pickaxe, so that's cool. It's literally a pickaxe.
I want to know what they do after they net this fucking thing.
I think they harpoon it. And then
yeah,
it
but
like
if a nuclear
whale.
Bomb doesn't take it out,
right.
What are they going to do with their fucking whetstones and blades?
Right.
Harpoon it. Well, so much for his jacket.
Well, okay. It's just sleeping. What the fuck is that? Its arm?
Yeah, broken wing. How did this kill it exactly?
He hit it with a rocket. That's not a harpoon. That was a fucking rocket. So
okay, but
yeah.
These things...
Survive nukes?
No, I guess maybe they don't survive. They said right. Every time we hit
I
one,
100
popped up.
I think you're going to find out like energy breeds them or some kind of shit.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, that's
like
kind of
gremlins
what I assumed.
And water.
Yeah. Gonna get every single one of those teeth.
There's still dragons. Whole world full of dragons. We're singing and dancing by firelight. We got all the
Got all the searchlights going like it's the opening of a new fucking bar downtown. What the hell? And this guy's drinking? He should be in the goddamn brig.
Yeah, he should.
I mean, this movie is like on the edge of being really cool. A little bit of tightening up on the world building, and they'd be there.
I don't know if this is the room for that, man. Specifically England. There you go. McConaughey agrees with you. Think how long that guy's dreads will be by then.
Well, I don't know, Matt. I'd have to hear what the dragons had to say before I can judge. Sounds like a zealot to me.
Look, dude, they just lost five dudes the 5 minutes before you pulled up. So, you know...
Jesus, how much of that cigar are you going to put in your mouth?
I don't know.
Is that what you do with cigars? Do you shove them 3 inches into your mouth?
Chew the shit out of them, I guess.
That seems like a lot of wasted cigar.
So here's our Erector Set farm. What the hell could this be?
Is that a graveyard? It's a cemetery?
Yeah.
Can you eat dragon?
Oh, yeah. They're saved.
Dragon's good eating.
I don't know. I mean, if they eat ash, you probably wouldn't want to eat a dragon.
It's true. It'd be like eating a trash fish. Although catfish are good eating if you get their mud. You got to get the mud vein out of the dragon. The ash vein. Gotta get the ash vein out.
For sure.
You nick that ash vein, it ruins the whole carcass.
Just punches him in the gut.
It's a damn fine question why he traveled all this way.
Well, there's a point that he's actually...
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, but I'm sure there is.
This is so frustrating, the whole you lead or I lead, you follow. Like, why? You mean... Or you could just tell him.
You could, yeah, but...
Gonna go with the Admiral Holdo plan.
Mm-hmm.
Need Jeff Goldblum on this.
And I got it in my eyes. My fucking eyes. His eyes are fine.
But why? This is...
Gotta kill the males.
Christ, this is so stupid. Why would there be one male?
Oh, are they saying that there's only one male dragon?
One male dragon.
Oh, well, kill it. Done. Kill it and wait. How long do dragons live?
That's true. Thousand years? Just wait it out, yeah.
By 3020, you'll be free of dragons.
Dead people? He thought it was what? But it was
either oil or ore, neither of which makes sense.
Aw? That doesn't make sense. He just kisses him on the lips.
Just rubs mustaches with him.
Just gives a little...
The shame of this movie is that those two guys are really good actors. Mm-hmm. And that kind of everybody in this is a really good actor. No, and the world budget, is just not quite there.
This has budget, set, effects, all solid. Cast, performance, mm-hmm. interesting ideas. It's just...
Some frustrating characters. You need every once in a while.
Yeah, it's like I said, they need to spend a little bit of time on the world building.
Am I going to come away from this thinking that Reign of Fire is not actually a terrible movie?
I don't think it's a terrible movie. I think it's a movie that just, had some fatal flaws from conception. I think it's really fun to watch, too, because it's like... It's kind of cool, but it's also ridiculous.
I like all the sets. I think this castle that's been modified is really sweet.
I don't think it asks you to take it too seriously either.
Oh, you're not going anywhere except the
fucking
jail.
No, this is perfect. Take all of our idiots.
Yeah. And his 15 children. Oh, boy. Oh, they're wrestling in ash.
Oh, man.
This is a bad idea.
This is dragon. Well, plus all this tasty ash, where's the dragon at?
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to give him a wedgie. He's going for the atomic wedge.
Oh, no.
Watch out.
Get your shirt off, Bale. Come on.
Yeah.
You're never going to beat him with that shirt weighing you down.
It's like the old Roman proverb, once the shirt is cast off.
This is an unfair fight. One man has no shirt.
I love you, gentle. And tender.
I mean... You're basically living in a dragon breadbasket here with all this ash around you. What are you doing? First things first, get the ash out of here.
His wall. What kind of gate is that? Crotch first.
Yeah, he walks with mostly his testicles.
It's like a bungee cord is attached to his dick and he's being pulled by a Jeep. That's the jerk kind of like... What? Snap. What? Snap. That's his rolling gait he's got.
You just got your ass kicked.
It probably hurts, but it was really fun to watch.
It's dime a tap.
If you drink enough of it, the dragons will think you're not Ash. I don't know.
Fucking iodine lady.
I want to know how his eyes are just totally fine after getting what amounts to napalm in them as a child.
He's had 18 years to get better.
That's what eyes do.
They heal pretty quick. I actually had a friend in third grade spill battery acid in his eye. Well, had to wear a patch for like a week and a half. After that, right as rain. But that's not that's not how you husband crucial resources. It's like this guy's got the last bottle of codeine cough syrup. He's like, half of it goes on his face.
Old enough. What the fuck does that even mean in the apocalypse? If you're old enough to physically do a thing, you're old enough to do it.
Oh, man. Suck a dick.
I'll pour out a bottle of iodine for you.
Just an accident. Also, like, I don't know. Do you use iodine on superficial wounds? I guess you don't want to get an infection.
Yeah. And it's probably better used for, like... Don't you use that to
purify water? Yeah. Hell yeah.
Probably better use. Like, I don't know, maybe put some of that iodine in a big bucket of water and then sanitize your wound with it.
Yeah.
Piss it and ruin it for everyone.
Not iodine kills anything. You can add an iodine tablet to a jar of piss. Perfectly safe drinking water.
Has anybody ever tried to iodine some ash and eat it?
There
those
you
dragons
go.
Like it.
Yeah, you just evolve. Life finds a way.
Yeah.
They got a whole race of females out there living. Jeff Goldblum could explain this to you. We need to find Jeff Goldblum.
This movie does need a Jeff Goldblum.
It does.
The Gerard Butler is no Jeff Goldblum.
That guy's a B-rate Bond villain. I hate him. Hate him.
You're supposed to.
The good news is I'm going to see him die for sure in the next act.
Yeah, he goes into that... outhouse, and the dragon swoops down and takes a bite out of him. I thought you were leaving. Unless you burn their dead and then they eat them.
Wait, so is this kid staying? Was that the takeaway?
Dude. He said he was old enough to make his own decision, and then...
He left, and I thought that's...
Yeah, I thought his decision was, leaving.
The soldiers blew out, but I guess he's dead.
Must have. I was thinking, good riddance.
That kid kind of looks familiar, too.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
It's Cillian Murphy.
Scott Muter.
Never heard of him.
Well, he's never heard of you, Jim.
That's fine.
Okay, let's check out the IMDb page of this mad lad. Oh, he's in Dunkirk.
Hmm.
Holy shit, that's basically what he's been in. This and Dunkirk. What was he in Dunkirk?
Sweet Mohawk Horse.
Private GDS something.
Oh, he just stuck both of his hands into a dragon.
Oh, man, he's getting that egg. He's going to crack that egg, eat that egg.
He's going to fertilize that egg, make it his dragon child.
So apparently he's one of the soldiers in Dunkirk.
There are two males now.
Matthew McConaughey's going to fuck a dragon. Help their natural selection out.
Just diversifying the gene pool. How smart are the dragons supposed to be in this
dumb as
universe?
I mean, they eat ash and have one male for the whole species. It's pretty fucking stupid.
Yeah.
They're kind of like the pandas of the, you know, like where it's like, how are you?
I was gonna say, like, the bees.
How do you still alive? You're a carnivorous bear that's eating bamboo. You can't fuck. You can't successfully have sex. Like, what are you even?
No exit. Yeah, we saw it the first time. No exit 666.
Chomping my cigar.
Let's scout with the last of our fuel. Something you can take out with a shotgun, did. Yes, but we only respond to the second in command. There's a chain.
So we're being circled by a Formula One car.
Setting you up for what? Well, they're all dead.
Damn.
I mean, nothing survived that. Not even McConaughey.
There ain't no fire burn hotter than a McConaughey. Read you like a cheap novel. No one.
Those must be the world's most uncomfortable headphones.
What?
Those headphones he's using?
Oh, yeah.
He's got them, like, completely wrapped in wool, and then he still won't put them on.
Right. I think it's because it's, like, just one half of a broken set, right?
No, I thought it was, but it's a whole thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I thought it was, like, I don't know, Gravis fucking Game Commander from 1997. That's one half of it snapped off.
Did you see that? A dragon came through here.
It'd be funny if the dragon just blows up the helicopter.
The mail? Really? That was the mail?
You just see his big flopping dick? Well, if on the theater, it's like 6 foot tall. It's like it's the Dr. Manhattan situation. So you couldn't you couldn't miss it.
Was it blue? I always see blue.
Nah. See, it wasn't blue. Yeah,
it's a problem. If you're gonna put a dick on the screen, you gotta make it blue, or I'm not gonna see it.
Plus, if you make it blue, you can do some hilarious green screen with it.
Now you see me. Now you don't. Where's my dick?
Aw, shit.
Give this castle a big dragon hug. Damn, why would it do this? Shit, they're having a party without me.
See, followed him back to the fortress and...
So, this whole argument about whether they're safe here or whether they need to leave kind of seems like a moot point because both forces got taken out.
Yeah, but there will be survivors at the castle because they got the fancy water system.
But I thought they were doomed anyway because their crops are gone.
You're letting half the crops. You're letting your horse go, man.
Half the crop. So the six people they let go were just like the hungriest of the bunch.
Oh, yeah. Line.
Is he speaking English?
Like I don't know.
He's gone mad dog English. It's not a competition, okay? I got some kids. You've got some kids. Who's got most of the kids? Who's to say?
That dragon. Wait. They didn't say that this water was 1,200 degrees Celsius, did they?
No, they said, I think it's like, yeah.
Okay.
The system is designed to withstand that kind of heat.
Gotcha.
Wait, I thought that thing left.
Damn, he got backdrafted. A reverse backdraft.
Got front drafted.
These kids are crying because 1,200 degree water is dumping all over their heads.
Yeah. Half those kids, totally peed their pants. Gerard Butler comes in. He's fine.
Turns out that fire is not as hot as we thought. It's like a warm Florida day.
We're in hell. Oh, Jesus. It's going to be McConaughey.
Mm-hmm.
Shut the door.
How did this guy survive? Was he in the chopper? Two of them.
Hey, I did most of the work. Y'all showered and rested? You ready to fight some dragons? Go sit here and let your biscuits get soggy. I wish they gave Matthew McConaughey even more ridiculous dialogue. It's really fun to hear him say stuff with that face.
That face.
Yeah, like he's got them like crazy eyes, and then without the hair to distract you, it's just like really gazing into the abyss there. The chain's a million degrees. Oh, shit.
His hair. Yep. The birth of Joffrey. He thought, yeah, that was pretty cool. Is this a double barrel sniper rifle?
Oh, yeah. Very rare. Taking it all.
Oh, boy. Is it Pembry?
No, I said that's when they can't see so well.
But they can smell twice as good. Just like I did.
Oh, I can't do that. I can't do that.
Shit, we're going into a dead spin.
Pull up, pull up. Terrain collision. Pull up, pull up.
Oh, that's bad. That doesn't look good at all.
Jeez, what do you mean?
That's a fake helicopter if I've ever seen one.
The side pods where they keep the giant flashlights are weird, though. Makes it look like it's got training wheels.
Maybe I can use them as pontoons. Just land right on the water.
Maybe. Be quiet. Don't want the dragons to see we came. Never mind a noisy fucking helicopter just came in.
So much for Big Ben.
Holy shit, it's a lot of dragons. Must be eating just tons of dust today. So, movie's just not going to take a stab at why they didn't get attacked.
Nope.
Script wants nothing to do with that question. But I respect the fact that you asked it. Holy shit, that's a lot of dragons.
Well, okay. Now I see how you tell a male from a female. the male is way meaner. It's just for no reason.
So that must be the one that
some females out of the sky.
But there's so much dust.
Yeah. It can make its own food.
Look on the bright side. Mr. Brightside finally fell out of the top 10 in UK in England.
You remember that? Huh? That's what we call a callback.
Okay, so you're telling me that, I guess 20 years on, I guess if you stop digging 20 years ago because of dragons attack, this kid might still know the tunnels. It's a bit of a stretch.
It's a lot of, I've stretched a lot in this movie. It's a goddamn yoga routine.
Yeah.
Oh shit, pocket of methane. Woof.
How many flares do you need for one haul?
Yeah.
Quick, give me 60 more flares.
You have to say that many.
Not as tall as mine.
Ass or ash? I'm very confused.
Otherwise, he keeps his hands covering his chest region.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's definitely hide and seek. I don't know, cat and mat, but mostly hide and seek.
Yeah, it's a tunnel where your mom died. We know. You don't have to. Okay, sure. The arrow you just gave me, or the memory that I'm having that you definitely don't know about? Okay. It's a lot of rubble and fire.
I heard that in an Alanis Morissette song. It's a good one. Should stop by Sam Goody and pick it up.
Eternal Flames.
Oh, yeah, gonna have a window. I don't know what lock and load means, but okay. I think he wants me to take my gun apart and unload it. Oh, she thinks he'll breathe fire. Wait till I shoot this Tennessee whiskey and light a match.
He was shocked. He was genuinely shocked by that water.
That's an Englishman. That's the son of a dragon miner.
Ooh, what is water?
I'll die. Screaming. I just like to know what the director was saying. More bestial. Less like a man.
You dropped it. You fucking dropped it.
Oh, Jesus, dude. You had one job. Well, of course, if he locked and loaded it, never would have happened.
It's true.
You fucked up just like you fucked up that scholarship. That was $3,000 a semester.
How does he know that?
Pretty sure 8 seconds is now.
Right in his face.
Does McConaughey live?
An axe. He can't. There's no way he survives this. You're done, man.
Heat-seeking McConaughey.
Yeah, okay. She's done, too. We got a Home Alone 2 situation.
Turn him to ash right in his mouth.
It's the most efficient way for dragons to eat.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, the nukes didn't do it, but I thought this tin can arrow thing would work out.
Oh.
Oh, boy. Dragon Vision.
Yeah. It's pretty much like regular Vision, only shittier.
Yeah, it's Twilight Hour.
Oh, that's true.
The Magic Hour, rather.
That's true.
Which means they just see a little bit of blue as well around the edges.
Oh, my God. It's Van Zant.
Oh, boy. Don't fire that.
Yeah, you got one Shire.
There you go. Oh!
Thought it bared its chest!
All right.
That has made my burrito spicier, son.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't that where the fire comes from in a dragon? Well, I guess it's a chemical reaction, not an explosion.
Yeah.
I still don't know how the dragon spit napalm and his eyes didn't combust.
Because I guess he only hit him with one gland. Yeah, he only hit him with one gland.
Is that even possible?
Ah, fuck, man, I don't know.
It shot fire just before it shot him in the eyes with napalm.
Right. He's just getting waking up. Know. He's been in down there since the time of the for 67 million years.
Yeah. Hasn't had his dragon coffee.
Hasn't had an ash in millennia. Yeah, he talked about it all the time. Wouldn't shut up about it. Yeah, he don't buy that shit.
Now there's just the 8 million female dragons we got to worry about for the next 1,000 years.
Right, until they slowly cannibalize themselves.
No problem.
Yeah, there's no weird thing where, like, you know, in the absence of a male, one of the females turns into male. Yeah, it can.
Life definitely won't find a way.
Well, it can't. It can't.
I don't understand this happy ending. This music is acting like everything is solved.
We're about to find out.
Don't come to me. I'm lousy in charge.
I'm just lousy. Lice from the tippy toe to the tip of my head.
These fucking blue skies, I don't understand. There are still like a million dragons out there ready to eat you.
Nah, man. Female dragons without a male dragon, they're lost and rudderless.
Apparently. It's a very sexist view of dragons.
Really? Well, you know.
No, you'll die. Why wouldn't they have attacked in 3 months?
Telling you, man. You kill the male and the birds just scatter.
Which definitely won't fuck us.
Yeah, you don't want evolution in this case. You want evolution to stop for a while.
Here's to evolution.
Here's to antibiotic-resistant bacteria. Brought to you by evolution.
Oh, my God. Okay,
that movie's very close to being...
The end of it is the worst part.
Fun. I mean, I still think it's fun. I had a lot of fun watching it. But man, movie is so close to being like a Tremors level. Because here's the thing about Tremors. We talked about it when we did Live Watch. They thought about Tremors.
Oh, Tremors holds up.
Tremors is internally consistent.
Yes.
It makes a lot of sense. They've thought of answers to everything.
I will say they didn't do the same on this.
Yeah. Tremors wish it had the star power and budget that this movie had. Although, you know, Kevin Bacon.
Yeah. But it was before, well, it wasn't even Michael actually before Gross. He was a big thing.
Yeah. It's kind of after. Yeah. He was kind of in between.
Footloose, after.
Yeah, after Flatliners, after yeah. everything. All right.
Oh, and they put this 30 Seconds to Mars track at the end.
Yeah, so that's Reign of Fire.
Sure is.
I'll have a lot to say on the podcast.
Yeah, we're not going to watch credits.
See you there.